it left me in tears, frankly, and speechless after hearing what their family did. But they made contact with their son, and they knew he was still alive. So he called us back and said, "It wasn't my son. My son is still alive." And that's when the officer started apologizing to him, and that's when we realized we had contacted the wrong family, and you know, now we're able to find the correct one.
It sounds like that might have been kind of mortifying
for the family,
for the family, and also for your officers and yourself.
Oh yes, I mean the officers, everyone involved. I mean, I've got a 22-year-old son who doesn't live in Juneau, and I try to put myself in that father's shoes. You know, police come knock on my door late at night and say, "Hey, your son's died." I mean, I'm going to believe them. Number one, absolutely believe them, and I'm going to go through the entire emotional roller coaster of being told that. And so, you know, the officers felt horrible about it. They still do. Everyone involved in it did. I'm almost speechless to express the regret and how sorry we are that it happened.
Would it be normal for the state troopers, for example, to assist you in notifications or for fact-finding in situations like this?
Yes, that happens, and we do notifications for other agencies as well. And I don't want to give even the impression we are in no way trying to say another agency is at fault. It is very, very standard, but it was our case. It was the Juneau Police Department's case. It is really our responsibility to make sure that whatever agency we're talking to understands what it is we're asking them to do, and that responsibility lies with us. And so, yes, that's something we do and the agencies do for each other, but it was our case. It was our responsibility to make sure it was done correctly.
The family of the other Justin Priest, the Justin Priest that's still alive, suggested perhaps that maybe some sort of review of protocol or routine might be in order. What would your be response to that?
Absolutely. They're right.
Just as far as the communication with the other agencies or other aspects?
Communication, the way we do the death notifications, we'll review it to see what actually happened. Right now, we're still unsure exactly how it happened. So we're going to pull tapes of telephone conversations. Our phones are recorded lines, so we're going to see what communication we made, what we asked. We'll have to find out what communication was made between officers. So we've got to really figure out what happened. And until we know that, once we know what happened, then we'll go back and look at our procedures and see if we followed those procedures. If we did follow the procedures, then we got to look at those procedures and see whether we need to change them or not. If we didn't follow the procedures, we need to make sure that we are and do some training and make sure that we follow them going forward. But all of that will happen. But all of that sounds like a lot of bureaucratic stuff, and we'll do it. But in the meantime, we told the wrong family that their son died, and I didn't want to go into a lengthy explanation of bureaucratic reasons why that happened. We just wanted to let them know that it was our fault. We'll get to the bottom of it, and we were sorry, very sorry it happened.